You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, gear up for the Cleveland Browns season at the newly remodeled Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium. Get 50% off select merchandise now through Sunday only. Plus, shop a wide variety of all new gear, including hats, t-shirts, jackets, and more, including free shipping on all new custom Browns jerseys. The Pro Shop is open 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. or call 440-824-3427 to place your order. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs, and Andrew Gribble back here with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we are discussing an article written by Ryan Wilson, who wrote this morning that the Cleveland Browns could be a playoff team in 2015. And we're going to go to the phones. Gibbs, who's our first caller? Johnny B. in Pittsburgh. What's up, Johnny B.?
Hey, Matt. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Doing good.
Well, here's what I've been saying all along. Now I'm predicting it. A veteran quarterback with the right team, the right coach, the right chemistry, as in Tommy Maddox, can do a very, very good thing. That's what Josh McCown's going to do. Number two, if our defense does what it should do and revert to blitz, a la Bill Cowher, 1990s Steelers, Paul Kruger can't be in the three-point stance. He has to be a stud. He has to rush from the outside, and they have to blitz and blitz and blitz. And what McCown's going to do and the team's going to do, you heard it here first, guaranteed. 9-7 or 10-6.
Woo! I like it.
I agree with that. And I think they've talked about, I think Jim O'Neill's talked about earning the right to rush the quarterback. And I think that starts with the defensive line first off and kind of setting out that linebackers. And clearly the secondary is in place, and now it's on the defensive line, which will be improved and deeper, to kind of open up the defense and allow Kruger and the other outside linebackers to get more pressure on the quarterback.
It definitely will. And as we talked earlier in the week with Jim Donovan, who was hosting this show, we just talked about the depth along the offensive line and what it will do for you as we continue to stop the run and earn the right to rush the passer. But one thing that Jim brought up was the packages or the fresh bodies. It's, we don't know yet who's going to play what role and what their strong suit's going to be. That will be figured out between now and week one as we visit MetLife Stadium there in New Jersey. But Danny Shelton's role is going to be X. And, you know, a guy like Billy Winn or Ismaili Kidd, they're all going to be used differently. And right, that's one thing that I love about this unit is you now have bodies, which we did last year, but the injury bug hit. We now have healthy bodies. And in some cases, that if there is an injury, there's not going to be a significant drop-off along that defensive line. And that's what I love about this group.
Yeah, and I think the one area where you look at last year that was at the level that you want it to be this year is that inside linebackers group. Carlos Dansby went down with an injury for 4 weeks. That, you know, that's a big loss to your defense.
Yes.
But that unit was set up to where it had enough depth and had guys stepping up, where Craig Robertson and Christian Kirksey, they filled that void. And it's not as clearly the team was better when Carlos Dansby was back, but they survived without him, and they played pretty well without him. And that's why you haven't seen that group change much,
right,
from last season to this season. And I think the goal is to get every part of the field like that inside linebackers group that was able to survive a significant injury and not miss a beat.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the phones. Let's hear from Ellis in Orlando.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you doing?
Good, man. What's up? How are you? Go Browns. That's right. I believe the mindset of this organization, as Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine, Alex Shiner, and Jimmy Haslam have all said, it's win now.
Right. You don't put the quarterback out there. You put the quarterback out. Yeah. You put the quarterback out there that gives you the best chance to win. And I think that after OTAs, it's clear that Josh McCown's going to be the guy that's going to be working with the first team to start out training camp. And we don't get the sense that this is a wide open quarterback competition.
Correct.
So it's, if Josh McCown continues to be that guy, you're going to keep putting him out there.
You are. I don't feel like, as we just talked about with the synopsis that I drew on what I feel is going to happen in the games that they're going to win, that at no point leaves you not being competitive as a football team or as a football organization to the point where you think, now is the time where we need to experiment about our future. The future is right now.
Right.
You know, you have Joe Thomas in his prime. You have Joe Hayden in his prime. You have Carlos Dansby on the cusp of not being in his prime. You have Dante Whitner on the cusp of not being in his prime. You have Tashaun Gibson growing into his prime. You have Bo and Hartline kind of on the borderline of prime. Now is the time to win. The experimentation, you could have screwed up the last 12, 13, 14 years, which did, because we didn't know what we were after. And I continue to say it over and over again, but the template is out there. And that's, I think, the lifeblood of Ryan Wilson's article, that it's been proven before that it can work. And I would think that if you talk to an average Cleveland Browns fan or you polled them, that you want playoffs, but it doesn't have to be playoffs this year. It can be playoffs next year. It can be playoffs in 2017. All you want is a team to be proud of and a team that wins more than they lose, which hasn't happened very often around here.
Yeah, and you want to enter this next offseason feeling better about the team than you did this past offseason.
Correct.
I mean, no matter how – there's different versions of 7-9 and 8-8. It's just the way that the last season ended like a season that was much worse than 7-9.
It felt like 5-11.
Yeah, I mean, so that's one goal, and I know you don't want to set the goals like win a game in December. I mean, that's a goal that you shouldn't have to have, but you want this team
because
to
it
do
eluded
well.
You in 2014.
Right, and you want to be better than that. You want to go into the offseason feeling better than you did this past offseason.
You definitely do. And let's go back to the phones. Let's hear from Terry in Strongsville. What's up, Terry?
Hey. I've been watching the Browns only since last year. I was away for many years, and I think maybe it's giving me some fresh eyes. I understand the skepticism, but I think we got some emotionally damaged fans here.
Absolutely.
What I saw last year was astonishing to me. Coming in with a new GM, a new coach, a scattering of players, a backup quarterback, and they came, from what I saw, they came within two injuries of winning their division.
A very good division.
If Mac doesn't go down, and maybe Taylor, these guys are right there. I thought it was astonishing. And all this talk about this being a tougher schedule this year, what I saw last year was that it was the so-called weak teams that gave us the greatest trouble, and we played very well against the so-called better teams. I don't think that's
right.
Factors in at all. I was down in Tampa for many years, and there is something about the way this Browns team is setting up that it reminds me of 2002. Brad Johnson, great defense, solid running game, and I think we have all that talent. You know, some of it isn't proven yet. We don't have a proven Warren Sapp, but I see it right there. And like I said, last year, two injuries away from actually winning the division with brand new coach staff, brand new systems. I think there's a lot to be really looking forward to. I see double-digit wins.
There is, Terry. Thank you so much for the call. And as I mentioned in the open of the show, we're going to take a quick timeout right now. We're going to also going to take a timeout from some Browns talk, and we're going to jump over to Ohio State simply because we have a Buckeye added to the roster in Terrell Pryor, making the position move from quarterback to wide receiver. And then the announcement last night via SportsIllustrated.com that Braxton Miller, too, is taking his name out of the quarterback hat, and he will wear the wide receiver hat. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs, Andrew Gribble with you. And right after this break, Joey Galloway, former Ohio State wide receiver and ESPN college football analyst, is calling into the show. You're listening to ESPN Cleveland 850 WKNR.